This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lingobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. The newly appointed Chancellor of MUT congratulates this year's graduates, and the South African Weather Services report hailstorms in some parts of the province. The time is 4 p.m. Good afternoon. The newly appointed Chancellor of MUT and the Provincial Minister of Tourism, Ms. Lindiwe Sisulu, has congratulated the Faculty of Engineering graduates of 2022 on their new achievement to their names. Ms. Sisulu publicly thanked the founder of MUT, His Royal Highness Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, for playing a huge role in establishing such a successful learning institution, which continuously produces a huge number of educated individuals. She further added that it is now in the hands of the graduates to use their new qualification to good use.
Verse 6 to 7 teaches us that it is God alone who gives promotion to men. Therefore, as you embark on a journey today forth, you are indebted to God first. Please remember this as you go through life, because by virtue of you graduating today, you are not automatically uplifted in society. There is favor that is supposed to accompany you to open doors that are naturally not easily openable. So I would like you to be conscious of your posture as a graduate of MUT in God as you pursue a career on the qualification that you obtained today.
In other news, Pietermaritzburg has been hit by a hailstorm. Residents have been sharing photos and videos of their yards and streets blanketed in hailstones. Local Buckhurst Schlosser says it looks like it's been snowing. The South African Weather Service forecaster Wiseman Dlamini says the wet and windy weather in parts of the province is expected to continue for the rest of the afternoon and evening.
For today over KZN, we're expecting some thunderstorm activity for the whole day today. We're already having some thunderstorms over the western parts, southwestern parts of KZN, including Kumkumu Ndlovu district, where already the hail is observed, and also some showers or downpours expected, as we speak.
And finally, tons of South African oranges are still not allowed in Europe because of measures which came into effect last month. The Citrus Growers Association says the EU announced new measures as ships were already sea carrying hundreds of containers to Europe. South Africa filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization last month after the EU introduced the rules around disease prevention, which local growers say are unnecessary. The association says more than 605 million rands worth of citrus left South Africa with paperwork. It says that thousands of local jobs are at stake and has put the blame on European politics. And what's trending on Twitter this afternoon is hashtag Cat is back, hashtag Manchester United, and hashtag Kanye. A recap of your top story this hour. The newly appointed Chancellor of MUT and the Provincial Minister of Tourism, Ms. Lindiwe Sisulu, has thanked the founder of MUT, His Royal Highness Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, for playing a huge role in establishing such a successful learning institution, which continuously produces a huge number of educated individuals. I'll be coming through with more news at the top of the hour for MUT News. I am Slindi Lingobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.